Now, another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astro Launch. Steve Sparks here, and my guest today is Lance McCullers. And I thought, Lance, since you're such a movie connoisseur, that we might try something different today. It's Friday. You're the perfect guy for this. Freaky Friday, 2003 Oscar-winning movie. Jamie Lee Curtis in Freaky Friday, also Lindsay Lohan. And I would imagine it'd be right up everybody's alley, everybody's favorite movie of all time. And in that movie, they reverse roles. And you being a Super Bowl correspondent, who better to interview probably your hero when you were playing Atari or Nintendo than Steve Sparks? So take it away.
Yes, you're right, Steve. You were definitely my first go-to on Nintendo. So, yes, today is Freaky Friday. I'm going to be your radio broadcaster for the next couple minutes. So, Sparky, how'd you get into broadcasting post-baseball?
It's interesting. I didn't do anything for a year, and my wife happened to meet Bill Brown's wife, and they were looking for people to do pre- and post-game things. So I did that for 6 or 7 years, which was kind of nice because I didn't want to travel, and we could do the away games from a studio here at home. And with my kids at their age, after I was done playing, I just wanted to make sure I was around a coach and just be around them as much as I could, so it fit perfectly.
Do you think your wife found you this job to try to get you out of the house a little bit?
That's a very good point. So I've accused her of that, and she denies it. But there's always a tell with my wife, Michelle, about whenever she lies, and it's when her lips are moving. So I could tell that she did not want me at the house, and the kids actually bought me new clothes so I could travel more. So I didn't really get all the signals, but I feel like they got their wish, if we can go that way.
And now a lot of guys post-baseball, they struggle with leaving the game, either because you know, they're a little bit depressed, or they've done it for so long.
Great question.
Or maybe they wanted to achieve more and they didn't. Do you find yourself as a lucky one where you didn't have that transition problem?
Oh, no.
Or do you think, you know, you struggled quite a bit?
You know, it's kind of easy, Lance, for me to get out of the game. I was actually kind of exhausted from backing up bases. I don't know.
I feel like that way on my road stuff.
Third base in particular. So I feel like it was the perfect timing. You know what? I talked to a teammate of mine who kind of exited the same way I did the last couple of years, really. Stunk to maybe not find a better word, but the game let me know.
Right.
You know, when you can't get guys out, it's time to shut it down.
And last question right here, Sparky.
Okay.
On our Freaky Friday broadcast, toward the end there, like you said, you spent a lot of time backing up bases.
Mm.
Did you ever consider throwing underhand
as you
possibly may have gotten more outs and thrown harder?
Can we stop this interview? I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore.
All right, well, that's it. And this is Lance McCullers Jr., and you're listening to the Houston Astros Radio Network. Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
Hey there, sports fans. To really enjoy your next ball game, you need peanuts, you need Cracker Jacks, and you need Uber.
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs!
Oh, and hot dogs. But first, you need to get here, and that's where Uber comes in.
Go Astro! Better, hey, swing better!
It's your better way to the ballpark. Uber is ready whenever you are, so you never miss a single moment.
E-Rock!
Just tap a button, a car appears, and then in no time, you'll be going, going, gone.
Next time, take Uber to the ballpark.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Quite a series in Cleveland. Two very good ball clubs, and not surprisingly, three pretty close games, and unfortunately came up on the short end in last night's game.
Yeah, we lost the series, but we learned a lot about them and a lot about us, and I think both teams showed why that you know, we both have a chance to have some special seasons. So they're really good games, and we came up on the short end of it, which often comes in whoever makes the best defensive play, whoever makes the biggest pitch, whoever has the biggest swing in close games generally wins. And we saw that yesterday. Almonte makes a big catch with the bases loaded in the first inning, got Kluber out of it. Lindor takes Devinsky deep for a two-run homer in the seventh inning, and both of those two plays became very, very big plays in a close game.
Yeah, when you look at the way this team did against Kluber, the lineup did against Kluber, I mean, you could say they did a pretty good job. I mean, three runs over seven innings, still a pretty good outing for Kluber, but obviously had to feel like there was a chance to do a lot more damage, especially with the way the first inning played out.
Yeah, he was in the bend but didn't break category, and we had him early, and Gurriel put a great swing on the ball, went to the wall. I thought it caromed off the wall. He actually caught it, so they got out of that. We put a couple more base runners on base. He made a couple good pitches. you know, he escaped a couple of jams, which is what Corey Kluber does. And when he can do that and gave his team a chance to get into the game and come up with a big swing, that's what elite pitchers do.
We're so not used to seeing Chris Devinsky give up runs. And, I mean, we saw that in the game yesterday. And you brought him in the fifth inning. Mike Fiers going the first four and a third inning. Is one of the toughest decisions you have with Devo when to take him out of a game because you know you can extend him a little bit?
Yeah, I didn't really want to take him out. And he was throwing the ball 94, 95, had a good changeup. You know, the one hiccup was the walk in the seventh inning. And I think that set the tone for a difficult inning for him, and obviously falls behind Lindor. He sits changeup, got changeup, and put a good swing on it. That still doesn't mean that he's going to hit it out, but he just beat our guy. And Devo was going to be done after that hitter, and he looked like he had done his job. If he could just get one more out for us, it would have been a spectacular performance. Instead, it was a performance that he'll be frustrated by because of the one pitch to Lindor, but let's not mistake that for being a bad outing. That was a bad result to an all-star caliber player.
Looks like your lineup's becoming more whole again. George Springer, Jose Altuve, both back in the starting lineup after extended absences from the starting lineup.
Yeah, it's nice to have those guys back in. You know, George has been tested and done everything that we can ask the last three or four days to get himself right. The next test is now going to be game situations and him being able to play a full game. Altuve pinch hit last night, is feeling much better than he did after the collision with Teoscar. So I think those two guys being inserted provide a little bit of energy. Obviously, they're going to hit 1-3 in our order. Slowly but surely, we're mending back to having our full team again.
This has been a production of the Houston Astros Radio Network.